Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the Service Master Bike Cornerstone phone line, it is Chris Harrington who joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Stuffy Turkey by jazz musician Thelonious Monk. Some mood music as we head into Thanksgiving.
It's called Stuffy Turkey?
Stuffy Turkey, yeah.
Stuffy. Is the headline from last night, Jaron looked good again. Like, in terms of big picture, is that the takeaway from last night?
I mean, the takeaway from last night is they were playing a really hot offensive team, and right. They slowed them down. They actually did
That's
a better job defensively. I think people, it was hard to notice because the game was so fast-paced, so the point totals right. were high. But when you factor in pace stuff, it was actually the lowest points per possession Sacramento scored in a game all season. So they took the hottest offense in the NBA and slowed them down better than anyone else has. But they didn't have enough firepower themselves to keep up. And, you know, when you don't have Desmond Bane, and you had what to me looked like a limited John Morant until it got to the fourth quarter and he sort of found an extra gear. But whether it was the ankle or that higher top shoe that limited his mobility, he wasn't quite himself for right. most of that game. And so you just didn't have enough offensive firepower to deal with them, and you lose a competitive game. I'm not that concerned about it, really. I think the Grizzlies have demonstrated they can be really good offensively when they have John Morant and Desmond Bane together. They can be really good defensively when they have Dylan Brooks and Jaren Jackson. And, wow, I wonder what might happen to get all four of them together. And that's sort of the thing.
Yeah.
Right? And I know there are Grizzlies fans out there who are like, well, you know, our team's never healthy, you know, we're cursed or whatever. And I think mostly that's people who are following their team, which that's what most people do. That's not a criticism. But you look around the league, like, people injured all over the place. And that's just sort of the way it is. And so the Grizzlies may or may not get a big chunk of the season with all their four guys together. And that may determine how good they can be or they won't be. But that's also true of, like, every other good team.
Right. At what point do you start saying, with respect to the standings, they're so closely bunched together, it just doesn't feel like it.
They're in ninth. They're in ninth place, and they're 1.5 games back.
Exactly.
And it's November.
But halfway into the season, I guess it actually depends on when people start to separate a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're looking for points of real separation, and which direction are you getting separated? That's when you care. And right now, there's some separation. San Antonio, which got off to a nice start, is now down to 5.5 games back. And, you know, they've lost five in a row, and they've come back to what they were supposed to be.
Right.
And so there are some teams in the league that are separating themselves in one direction or another, but not many at this point. And in the West, like, pretty much none of the good teams are.
Yeah. One of the themes, and you've really been talking about this from the start of the year, one of the very clear themes, which we saw again last night, is – okay, what's going to happen with these star players on the Grizzlies? But because of what they did this summer, their depth is not as good. And so when you're
right.
missing Desmond Bane, last year they might have won that game because they might have had D'Anthony Melton or whatever.
Last year they went 21-4 when John Morant did not play basketball. This season they are, I believe, 1-6. When they've been without either Morant or Bane.
Not putting this solely on the, as you pointed, I've said before,
right.
Tyus hasn't been great, honestly, but it's Roddy and Laravia instead of Kyle and D'Anthony Melton.
Yes, and it's
and Aldama and injury.
Well,
and, yes.
Well, there's sort of like there's a bridge in between, and the bridge is Conchar and Aldama, right? Who
right.
I think have been pretty good. Aldama not as much last night, but they've generally been pretty good. Conchar's been very good, actually. But that's the bridge. But instead of having, to my point that I made, right. instead of Conchar as your fifth wing, you know he's moved up and replaced Melton, but Roddy's replaced Conchar, yeah. and like the guy in that spot plays a lot. That's did last season.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, and I'm not trying to pile on David Roddy. I mean, he's a rookie taken in the 20s of 1 month into his career. Like, this is the way it goes.
Right.
But his minutes have been a big drag on the team, like, night after night after night. So I think, you know, getting guys back, getting Bane and Zaire Williams back will help because you have Desmond Bane and Zaire Williams. But if you're like, you know, as you push down the pecking order, you're taking out, you know, the minutes that are the biggest drag, that's like, sort of a big help, too.
All right. In terms of that, De'Anthony Melton has been doing a hell of a job over there in Philadelphia. Was that a mistake?
I think it probably was. I think the short answer is yes. I think it was a mistake. Now, I think it could have been less of a mistake if you had done a different kind of deal for him or done different things with what you got back or whatever. And so my criticism is... Part,
the deal was,
you know,
to move up, right?
Him, and it's yeah. part like the actual what you did. But you know, Anthony Melton's only 24 years old, and he was under contract on a really favorable contract. And to me, when you take a guy at 22 or 21 or 23 or whatever number Roddy was, you're hoping you find Anthony Melton. You already had him, so yeah, I don't think that was a great move. But guess what? Like, nobody's perfect.
Yes. Nobody's perfect. They continue to struggle at the foul line a little bit. We saw the little from Steven Adams last night. By the way, Josh should not have. That was a terrible call. Didn't you think that was a terrible call? I don't think he should have gotten the three shots at the end.
I was not at the game or writing about
right.
the game,
so
I don't even
focus
remember
on,
that
yeah.
specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
In other news, the Sixers did not have Embiid, did not have Harden, did not have Maxey. But did still beat Brooklyn. Ben Simmons has been playing better though. Like, he has been playing better. Do you have hope for Ben Simmons?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason why Ben Simmons shouldn't be what he's been before. I mean, given his age, I mean, he's had some injury stuff, but I don't see that. Doesn't seem to me like it's like a
right.
change yourself physically for your career. And so, yeah, I mean, Ben Simmons was never a good shooter, but he was a dynamic, athletic player who could, you know, do stuff in transition and pass the ball and play defense and all of that. So there's no particular reason why he couldn't get back to what he was before.
Yeah. One of the things, there was a piece up, and we've talked again about this too, about the parity that exists in the NBA now. And you and I are both, it's interesting, we're both, I'm in favor of parity. When it looks like teams just not being at full strength and muddling along, it's less attractive and less compelling than sort of the version of parody that I have in my head. But it is interesting. So right now you only have two teams that are on a 60-win pace, and only very marginally. That's Boston and Milwaukee. And if you go 2 years, no one won 60 games last year. You have not had
Did Phoenix?
I don't did Phoenix. I would look up Phoenix. You see, did Phoenix win 60 last year? My understanding was I don't think they did. You haven't had basically not since 75 to 79 have you had. You had four straight seasons then when no team won 60 games basically, and it was.
Yeah, Phoenix won
64. Okay.
No one in the East. No one in the East won 60 games.
In the East won 60 games. Anyway,
and the second place team was Memphis at 56.
Maybe
so
that was
no,
it.
Nobody
right.
else
yes.
was even close.
So, but basically, since Bird or Magic arrived in 79, we have had a succession of super teams. Before then, It was a cluster, honestly. But you know, we had the Celtics domination, but then we had this period from 75 to 79 where actually five different franchises won in 5 years. The Warriors won, Seattle won, Portland won, the Lakers won, Celtics won. And
that's also the period of the all-time low interest in the NBA.
I know. Yes, and it was a disaster. It was a disaster. I don't know. So what, like, and I don't know why that was and why this, well, the story that I was reading today posited that cocaine had something to do with it, and it may well have. Who knows? Is this good?
Cocaine was the injury of the late 70s.
Yeah, exactly. It was the plantar fasciitis of the late 70s, of the early 70s. Do you have, like, is this good, what we're seeing right now?
Oh, I don't know if it's inherently good or bad. I think you didn't have, it's not you didn't have super teams like in the late 70s. You didn't have, like, Bird and Magic were stars, like big stars. And you had Dr. J, but other than Dr. J, like the best player of that era is probably Kareem, right? And Kareem's an all-time great, but Kareem was not a magnetic player in the way that Bird and Magic were.
Right.
So I think, you know, I think John Morant's a magnetic player. And you know, Giannis should be. I don't know if he is to people, but he should be. Certainly Steph Curry is. And, you know, Luka is a dynamic player. I don't know if he's magnetic to everybody. But I think it's less like super teams than, like, you know, good teams helmed by really interesting good players, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I actually think it tends to be good. Like, I don't know who's going to win the title this year. I mean, I guess I'd say Milwaukee. You know, I'd probably say Milwaukee. And if not Milwaukee, I might say Boston. But certainly Grizzlies do have a shot.
I think it's good for the playoffs. When you get into the playoffs, it doesn't seem like a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. I think that's good. And then we don't have the right now, we don't have the clustering of great players in one place. Is that the league's doing? Is that accidental? Is that because a lot of the old great players are old now and the young great players are still on their first or second contracts now, like Luka and Ja and like?
I think, you know, the league has put in rules to try to limit that. And what the reason it happened the last time it happened with Durant is because the Players Association didn't allow the league to put in the best rules. They didn't allow to smooth the cap spikes. You had a cap spike this one year, this one-time only cap spike that happened to be the year that Kevin Durant was a free agent that allowed that to happen, and it wouldn't have been able to happen if the league had been able to smooth out means to sort of spread out, you know, the raises instead of having them all come in one year. And so the idea of the salary cap, luxury tax stuff is supposed to, you know, you can build your own the way Golden State did, has, you know, essentially minus Durant, but it's supposed to make that kind of stuff harder to put together. And I think it generally has.
Well, and there also doesn't seem to be, and maybe this isn't right, there doesn't, like, the best players, I don't know, like, LeBron was behind it all. Like, LeBron was clustering the great players wherever he was, right? I mean, that was a big part of it. And we've seen an effort in Brooklyn to do that. But, you know, right. Giannis wanted help, but he doesn't seem to be of a mind to want to build a franchise in Los Angeles or wherever, you know, like, and Lucas.
Well, I mean, there had been attempts. And the attempts, I mean, the three places in the last few years this has been attempted. One is Brooklyn, which blew up.
Right.
One is the Lakers, which they got a title out of it. It was a weird title in the bubble, but they got a title out of it, and now they're a mess. Then was the Clippers, which is just because they can never stay healthy, you know, with George and Leonard. So teams have been attempting to pull this off. They just haven't really pulled it off in the same way.
Right now, as we go into Thanksgiving, rank the three most likely contenders to get to the title from the West.
Well, I mean, my preseason pick was Denver, and like Denver has not been great, but neither has anyone else, so I don't have any particular reason to change that. So I'm going to go Denver 1. I just pulled it to last year to look at the Phoenix thing. I'm pulling it back to look at the current standing. So, yeah, my computer is not cooperating. I'm going to go Denver 1. I'm going to say Phoenix 2. And I'm going to say Memphis 3. This is off the top of my head. I mean, I don't know. It's so jumbled together. I mean, the Clippers are actually up to 4th. But I just don't know if I believe in Leonard and George being together for 4 rounds of the playoffs.
Right. I guess partly I asked that because I wondered if you were going to put the Grizzlies in the top 3. You know,
I think I am. I mean, I don't say that with a lot of confidence. I'm not pounding the table about it. But I think the fundamentals of the Grizzlies are really strong. I think the team that they have, if you just assume everyone's healthy for everybody, which it won't be the case,
right.
It's hard to predict, you know, who will and who won't. I think the fundamentals of their team is they can put together a top 10 unit on both sides of the floor. I think they have that capability. And I think if you can do that, you know, you get a chance.
And I think I feel better about it than I did at the start of the year, honestly.
I do.
Yeah.
I do, because of what Bane's done, because it's only a few games, what Jaren looks like coming back. Jaren is just, he seems like he's finally grown into his body a little bit. And, and you know, who knows the three-point shot? He's had one bad game, one good game, one bad game. Like, who knows about that? But the defense has come roaring back, like, instantly. He's blocked, like, 27 shots in three games or whatever ridiculous number it is. And, you know, he's bullying smaller players, dunking the ball. He's just playing with more force. And so I feel really good about the way he looks. And then, like, Ja and Dylan's Dylan, for better or worse. But there's a lot of better in there, too. And so that's a really strong foundation.
Yeah. Chris, have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you again on Monday when we return.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. That's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey, I'm going to ask you that same question. Like, it is interesting. The East is, like, clear. It's, you know, there's Milwaukee and there's Boston, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's two elite teams over there. From the West, what are the chances that the Grizzlies are going to be the team representing the West in the finals?
I would say probably, like, 10%.
Who would you think has a better chance?
Certainly, like, in terms of...
He said Denver, and he said Phoenix.
Yeah, I still think Phoenix right now. I mean, the question is, like, what do you do with, like, Golden State? Like,
what do you do with Golden State, which is limping along and not being great? Like, you know, here's the truth, though. The Grizzlies could have beaten them last year.
Correct.
You know, I mean, if they had been healthy. And all of this is stipulating health. But we're going to stipulate health, barring some chronic injury like that we've seen, I think you're reasonable to stipulate health, because why would you do otherwise, right? So you're going to go ahead and stipulate. We're not, this isn't Chandler Parsons we're dealing with here. And so I think stipulating good health, Golden State's worse than they were last year. The Grizzlies have the ceiling to be better this year. I think they're more likely to get out than Golden State. And I think they're more likely to, you know, of course, then, like, it's harder to stipulate good health on the part of Kawhi Leonard or Chris Paul than it is Desmond Bane. Yes, Desmond Bane is hurt right now, but I think you can project that he is likely going to be healthy, likely, during the playoffs. With Chris Paul, when every year we see this, or when Kawhi Leonard, when he's been, you know, ahead of this chronic injury, I would say they're one of the three most likely to come out of the West.
I mean, according to, like, playoff predictors, they're seventh.
Where are you putting the if you have a finals here, okay?
All right.
And it's a road game.
Okay.
Where's the watch party?
So the question is, how do you feel about the arena watch? You know, like, when they, like, the live look at, here's a live look at FedEx Forum. I don't mind. I prefer,
I
like,
don't
a,
think, I don't, I prefer, I like, don't the think plaza. The plaza's big enough.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild there.
There's not really a great location to, like, put it on Beal because of, like, the direction that Beal runs.
What do they call it in Milwaukee? What do they call that thing? The deer stand? What do they call it? There's a word for it.
Well, right? I was thinking Jurassic Park's what they call it in Toronto.
Yeah, Jurassic Park is what they call it in Toronto. This is something we're going to have to deal with, ladies and gentlemen. We may well have to deal
God willing.
God willing. All right. I went and picked up Ben at the airport yesterday. And as I was waiting to pick him up, I drive up, and there he is, and he's walking up. And you know what I thought? I thought to myself, my God, that's a good-looking coat from O'Call that he has. I got him a Peter Millar jacket last Christmas from O'Call. And that's the thing about the things that you get for your kids, your father, any relative, any friend, the stuff that you get them from O'Call, it's going to be, I drove up. I'm like, my God, that's a good looking jacket. And that's what happens when you shop at O'Call. It was a gift I gave. Truth of the matter is, think about how many gifts you gave last year. How many can you even remember the other person using since then and enjoying since then and making it a part of their life since then and being a quality part of their life since then? The thing that you give someone from O'Call, they're going to love it on the day that you give it to them, and then they're going to love it in late November, 10 months, 11 months later when they're wearing it. It is the place to shop for the holidays because the people are incredibly helpful and because the clothes are absolutely beautiful. And they have a lasting impact in a way that a lot of things you can give for this holiday just do not. So for this holiday season, go see our friends at O'Call. All right, we're going to come back in just a moment. Jeffrey, we're going to do the cliche, and maybe people can join in. I've thought about what here in the, as we wrap up the last segment before Thanksgiving, I've thought about, from a sports perspective here in Memphis, what I'm particularly grateful for. And I will let you know. Listen, if you have something, Ja's the obvious one, right? Isn't Ja just the obvious one? Elliot Perry stepping to the, isn't that number one?
I think a lot of people would be thankful for Desmond Bain, too.
Would you put that in the front office? The five things to be most thankful for from the world of sports in Memphis coming up. Next.
So we're doing a sports gratitude list.
A Memphis sports gratitude list. Yes. Or if you wanted a Mid-South sports gratitude list, you know what they say, Jeffrey? You're supposed to focus on your gratitude. Mm. It'll make you happier mm-hmm. in life. Too many people go through life and they're not focused on gratitude. They're focused on their misery. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not us. That's not us. Mm-hmm. We are upbeat. And so a sports gratitude list. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, we'll consider your offerings. I'm at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, underscore, pain in the ass, the underscore, Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Jeffrey's going to have his sports gratitude list. You can include me on there, Jeffrey, and I'm going to have mine. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN should be on lock all Thanksgiving week long. It's a loaded Thanksgiving plate this week with Cowboys football on Thanksgiving Day, Grizzlies for Friday and Sunday,
Morant in a hanging reverse jam,
and in the middle, SEC football with Tennessee and Vandy Saturday.
Waiting for the snap, there it is, the kick on the way, and that kick is knuckling toward the upright, and it's good! Just gets over the upright!
Memphis's Thanksgiving sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Make holiday memories that will last a lifetime at Sissy's Log Cabin during the sales tax paid weekend, November the 25th through the 27th. Here, you'll find the best prices on the perfect gifts, from diamonds to designer jewelry. Shop the sales tax paid weekend at sissieslogcabin.com or in-store in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Jonesboro, Memphis, or Conway. Fill your holiday memories with style only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000. $1,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
It is soccer time. Yep. And you can get more kicks out of every world soccer match with FanDuel. Soccer fans, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because new customers get $125 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, it's secure, it's super easy to use. You can bet on everything from the money line to goals scored to corners. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Best of all, you'll get your winnings instantly. So don't miss your chance to get $125 in free bets, win or lose, when you join FanDuel with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older, present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789.
Now could be a good time to learn another way to make a living. Learn a skill at More Tech. Their grads, auto techs, welders, machinists, air conditioning techs, plumbers, and electricians are earning more. 97% of More Tech graduates get jobs. Worried about costs and tuition? Through Pell Grants and Tennessee Promise, eligible students will finish their degree without debt. Earn a degree, have zero debt, and be immediately qualified for skilled technical jobs or a trade. Learn a trade to make a living wage. Go to moretech.edu to learn more. That's moretech.edu.
Huge Black Friday sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. With every purchase of $29.99 or more, get a free 65-inch smart TV while supplies last. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds. Better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Friday, the biggest World Cup showdown kicks off on Fox.
Oh my goodness!
Christian Pulisic leads the Stars and Stripes.
What can this kid do?
Against the unstoppable Harry Kane and global powerhouse England.
What a night!
Team USA face their toughest test of the tournament with everything on the line and a chance to shock the world. USA, England. Coverage begins Friday at 1 Eastern on Fox.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
New Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at Walmart.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Got friends, family coming in for the holidays. Fancy's Fish House. It's the new place on the river, right down there at One Beale. You can take them to the same old places if you want, but why wouldn't you take them to a place that has delicious seafood, where you can watch the Mississippi roll by, the mighty Mississippi roll by, where you can get the shellfish towers, get the halibut, get the crab cakes, get the redfish for two. Remind him of the greatness that is downtown Memphis with the Mississippi rolling right on by. 589-3474. It's Fancy's Fish House. Check him out online at fanciesfishhouse.com. See photos, menu, all of that. Get yourself down to the new place on the river. All right, Jeffrey, here we go. We are assembling the definitive, maybe we have to do 10 here, the definitive gratitude list for Memphis sports.
10?
Well, no, we may, but by the time we combine them, we may get to 10. You don't think you're having a hard time coming up with
things
you're
thankful for? I was having a tough time coming up with 5.
Well, let's think outside
the
margin.
Cliche.
Well, let's think of Brooks Monahan. How about that? And the women's soccer program.
Okay, again, I'm trying to be honest here. I'm not. You are.
You're not just throwing out.
No, you are much better at pandering.
You're not.
You
just,
are
you're
much
not,
better.
Okay,
at pandering.
That's fair. That's yes. fair. That's fair. It doesn't actually improve your life at all that Memphis women's soccer is competitive.
Correct.
Right?
It doesn't deter from my life. Either.
And you can applaud them.
Correct. Exactly.
But you're not.
I can.
You're not. You'd be honest. You'd
correct.
Not be being honest if you're saying
correct.
You have gratitude
towards
them.
I can tip my cap because what the run they went on was fantastic.
Okay.
And we've even talked about it. Like, they might be low-key the most successful team in the city.
Okay. But you're not grateful for them.
Correct.
That's fair. Okay, let me throw out some others that we may not qualify then. May not meet your...
Okay.
May not meet your standard. How about the existence of AutoZone Park right there down there in 3rd and Union?
Again, I can appreciate it. I'm not grateful for it.
No.
I can without the existence of AutoZone Park, I don't know if.
And it's a beautiful park, but it's also kind of fallen down.
I was saying, like, the last time I was there, it was kind of depressing.
It could be a problem too.
Correct.
Like, what happens if? I mean, we need it to be thriving, and we need it to have a baseball team in it.
Correct.
Right?
Like, honestly, when I go there now, I think of what it used to be. I've officially hit that stage.
That's...
Yes.
Glum.
Well, fix the freaking video board.
How about 901 FC and the way that they've been embraced mm-hmm. by the city? Are you grateful for that? There's lots of people who are. We hear from them.
Why
does
this become a cross-examination? This feels like an interrogation of...
I'm making you seem sour on Thanksgiving?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I won't do that. I won't do that to you any further. Mm-hmm. I won't do that any longer. I'll tell you some things that here's one that's off the beaten trail that I'm very grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that we have improved as an outdoors community. Like, I really do. Like, Shelby Farms is fantastic, and it's not sports and the spectator sports, but. You walk out there and you see all these people walking and running and biking and whatever else. I am 100% grateful for the way that we have improved as an outdoors community and specifically Shelby Farms. Okay? That's going on my list. That's going on my list. Do you have one that's not just like Ja Morant that's not totally obvious?
New stadium renderings.
Oh, you're grateful for the new stadium renderings. Why?
Because I like stadium renderings, and it's cool to see some that might actually come to fruition in the place that I live.
You like the new... Do you like actually what that one looks like, too? Do you like the new football stadium renderings?
I do. I think it looks a lot like Outson Stadium, and I think Outson looks cool.
Does it look like Outson? Is that what Outson looks like?
That's when I first saw the renderings in, what was it, May or June? I can't remember. I think I was in France when I saw them also. Maybe that also has something to do with it. I was on vacation. I think...
Okay, so we're doing Shelby Farms.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on our list. And the new stadium rendering.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not also cause you concern? No, because you think the state's going to come through. Because this gets us to where I'm... What mm-hmm. By the way, I do think if I was to assemble of things I'm not grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this to be true.
Okay.
I don't think that there's anything as a Memphis sports fan for you to be more disappointed by, irritated by, troubled by, whatever else, it's the continued existence of the University of Memphis outside the Power Five. Nothing bigger. Not, there is nothing in sports in this city that is a bigger source of sadness, trouble,
despair,
vexation,
this
despair.
This is quickly turned negative. I thought we were trying to be thankful and grateful.
I'm just telling you, that's the one. That's the one that I'm not grateful for at all.
I think I don't even know what is even a close second.
You could argue the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green. Like, well, I don't know. Like, whatever. You could have things that you hate that are not. Or the you know. But, yeah, there's nothing a close second.
I don't even think, yeah.
This is related to yours, and I think this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. But one thing I'm super grateful for.
The rim is a tree.
And I know this is difficult to say as a Memphian. I'm grateful for the state government.
No, I agree.
Because the state.
I don't know if I want to jump the gun, but
no,
yes.
But the fact. I don't think we appreciate this. I don't think we fully appreciated this. I know it's easy to hammer the state government and say we hate them because we live in Memphis and whatever else. We always get the short end of the stick, whatever. The fact that they are apparently willing to pitch in big bucks for FedEx Forum redo and for the Liberty Bowl is game-changing. If they weren't, then we could be talking about some real crisis at hand. Where are you going to find the money to fix FedEx Forum, to keep the Grizzlies here? Where are you going to find the money? We know that the University of Memphis would not and could not find the money.
No.
To do this themselves.
I actually had this on my list. Politicians that want to build stadiums.
That's it is. And it's for me, I want to make it specific. It's because I always thought that the city would, right? But the fact that the state is going to pitch in is absolutely game-changing. Otherwise, and by the way, you can say all you want that, well, they did it for Nashville. They do it for Memphis. Two things. One is, that's not how it always works.
Sure.
Just because you give to this doesn't mean you're going to give to that. Secondly, you could very honestly, if you are a state politician, come back and say, yeah, we're building a dome stadium in Nashville because you know what's going to happen?
The Final Four.
We're
going to
get a Super Bowl. We're going to get a Final Four. It's going to be a huge benefit to Tennessee.
Correct.
Why are we going to remake FedEx Forum, which gets us FedEx Forum? Like, it gets us nothing new. There's not going to be anything new coming to FedEx. Particularly, you're not going to get an All-Star game over there because there's not enough hotel rooms. So, yeah, you all might need a new stadium. And by the way, we're going to fix up your college stadium. We don't fix up Neyland. Why are we going to do that for you? It would be totally reasonable. Not reasonable, but it would be
understandable.
You can imagine a world where the state government says that, and the fact that they are willing to, apparently, pitch in big money for FedEx Forum and for the Liberty Bowl, I think is huge. So Shelby Farms, stadium renderings, the state government. This is the gratitude list for Memphis sports fans. All right, what else you got?
Penny Hardaway for always giving us something to talk about.
I think Penny Hardaway for always. And also, by the way, he underperformed versus expectations, very clearly, right? But he also gives you that most, in addition to giving you something to talk about, he gives the program that most valuable of qualities when it comes to the world of sports.
Relevance?
Hope and relevance. And hope. Hope. You can always imagine. Look at next year's recruiting class. There's no other school in conference that's going to have a top 5 recruiting class or a top 30 recruiting class or probably a top 50 recruiting class. So in this conference. So 100%. Penny Hardaway for all the reasons. For coming back and doing that and digging into Memphis and his hometown and everything else. But if you want to limit it to giving us something to talk about, that's true, for giving hope. It is an oldie but goodie, but I don't want it to get passed over in this as we come up with the list. FedEx, that makes it all possible.
Yes.
Right?
Well, you could even if you want to keep it local and current, like just Fred Smith in general. Like, he's bringing another team here.
Right. But so, let's be honest. So, FedEx, you got FedEx Forum. Grizzlies correct. Wouldn't be here but for FedEx, right?
Yes.
Golf tournament.
Yes.
Would not be here. Still here. Would not be here 100%. Not here but for FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting the University of Memphis. And now, whether you're particularly grateful or not for a new football team, he's bringing in a new football team. And by the way, also helping get the stadium built.
Yes. He had lunch with politicians.
Fred and FedEx. So we got Shelby Farms. We've got the state government. We've got stadium renderings. We got Penny Hardaway. You want to have your own. And we got FedEx. If you want to add to your gratitude list, we are happy to hear you add to the gratitude list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
Seth Inigan for keeping Memphis football above water.
Oh, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Because I think without Seth, I'm not sure we're talking about another bowl game.
Seth Hennigan. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. So Seth Hennigan, because he's getting to another bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
And his loyalty to the program.
Yes. In a day and age where it's very easy to
not be. Is Seth Hennigan going to be the Memphis Tiger next year? Yes or no? I say yes.
I mean, I think you're better off guessing no. I'm not
just reporting. Because of the world.
Correct. And I do think.
Yeah, but he's so defensive of Ryan Silverfield and that, like, in a way that's.
I think he's defensive of his team.
Yes, but he.
I don't think that he is actively seeking a suitor.
No, he doesn't have. But I think he didn't have to seek a suitor
in this day and age. Suitors, like, I think you're also naive to think that there's not tampering, and it's really hard to find a quarterback.
So you would bet no. I'd bet yes, just because I think he's wired to be here. But I can totally imagine the other. We have honorable. Some people are suggesting. Let's see. Zach Thomas has suggested. Well, I'm going to leave the Grizzlies stuff to the side for a minute. Brooks, Fred, and Penny. We added Fred and Penny, and we've discussed Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And no offense, but we're not putting them on the list.
Yeah,
because this isn't. It's not a trophy for everybody. This is not.
Well,
how we're
I'm
doing.
Just not going to pander. Like I think
you're
what
not
he,
pandering.
Yes.
I pander.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention: Jim Strickland. Jim, yeah, he's as a sports fan.
Well, for me, I included politicians that want to build stadiums.
Yeah, so he's included.
The mayor
in
includes
yours.
Is included.
M. David Rudd. I've been grateful for David Rudd, but. He's moved on. I'm not going to add him to the list now. How about this? IARP. Grateful for the IARP.
That's actually one I didn't think of, but yeah.
Yep. Got to add the IARP. Yep. There's no question.
100% deserves to be on the list.
IARP. You say we have, so we're up to Shelby Farms, the stadium renderings, the state government paying the bill, Penny Hardaway, FedEx, Seth Hennigan, the IARP. Got another one?
Yeah, I put a new one for me, Dr. Brandon Clark, because after Friday's game, he kind of let it know. Yeah, Ja was kind of walking around, so like that took away some of my anxiety and apprehension. Dr. Brandon Clark, welcome to the fold.
So Ron Olson's now chipping in,
right?
But he's gone off topic. He's saying. The River Cross.
By the way, that's new.
Big River Crossing. Mm-hmm. I do love Big River Crossings, but it's not going to count as sports, Ron.
Yes.
This is a sports gratitude list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy listening gratitude list.
Mm-hmm.
Gibson's, yeah, 100%, but also not a sport.
Again.
Eating a freaking bear claw, not a sport. Should be. Should be.
I guess you could say Grizzlies.
Should be.
Yeah.
One of the great Thanksgiving meals I can ever remember in my life is I went and ran
Gibson's.
A couple years ago. I ran one of the turkey trot things, and then afterwards I went to Gibson's and I got a cup of coffee and a bear claw.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
But I'm not going to add that. I'm not putting that on my sports gratitude list.
Mm-hmm.
Future concerts at the stadium. I'm sorry, Ron. This is a sports gratitude list. And I'm sorry, I'm also not adding the Brandon Clark as a Dr. Brandon Clark.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to add healing, that's fine. But I actually think injuries are more of a reason not to be grateful than to be grateful. Okay, you want to go Grizzlies now. Ja is number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go Dez, or do you just go Grizzlies front office here?
So I don't know how to narrow this down, but Grizzlies stability. Like, I think this is the most stable moment of the franchise. You have a coaching staff that has a lot of continuity. A front office that has continuity and Like, it's just Grizzlies stability.
Well, I think we're going to go Grizzlies organization.
Sure.
Top to bottom.
Sure.
The only reason I would suggest otherwise is I really think Robert Parrish should be on this list.
I mean, he in the end, it is
and
his organization.
But, like, also specifically, because one of the amazing things is here, as you're talking about this new, as we're talking about this new stadium, we're talking about the news, but there's no conversation about them leaving. Like, none.
Yeah.
And people worried that when this would come, like, 2029, it's going to be out there. And that's because Robert Parra is willing to have a team be worth whatever it's worth in Memphis, $1 billion, versus whatever it would be worth in Seattle, which is $4 billion,
or
Las Vegas, which is four. Like, that's just saying. And so I think you've got to, I think you got to include Robert Parra here.
Or maybe leases?
Yeah, no, I'm including Robert Parra, and then I'm including the Grizzlies organization separately. And they can frustrate me at times, I'll be honest. They're a little controlling and whatever at moments and a little. But I, listen, can't argue with success, right?
Yeah, like that has more to do with, like, doing our jobs, but, like, it doesn't really impact, like, the city.
100%. So I'm going to, and then you want to have Dez be a separate one?
That's fine.
So you have Ja, Dez, organization, and Para?
I guess you could just, like, if you want to just do it all-encompassing, just the Grizzlies organization. The current Grizzlies.
Okay, how about this? I know you weren't down with, this is, no, I can't say this. You're already there.
You might as well.
How about Memphis Palm?
Have they won recently?
What do you mean won recently? They win five titles every year.
Yeah, but I don't.
And you may not.
I think it's in the soccer category for me.
Yeah, but see, unlike you,
I can tip my cap to them.
But I'm there and I see them every game.
I mean, I see them when.
And I enjoy them.
I can't say I'm grateful for them. I'm not saying I can appreciate them and I can admire their success, but, like, I don't think about them on a daily basis.
Okay, if you don't do, if you don't do that, and if you're anti-pandering.
Yes. Well, I'm not anti-pandering. I can't do it. You can.
How do you feel about the listeners?
Oh, I'm grateful. I actually don't think about
that's
it
not
as pandering. Like, if people don't listen, I don't have a job. And so I do think about that regularly.
how about 92.9?
Same thing. Like, it's the exact same thing.
How about me personally?
The exact same thing.
I'm just kidding.
Correct.
I'm just kidding. All right. That assembles. Let's see if we have any other nominees. Do we have anything else that we're missing?
I've not seen anything else come across my ticker, but, you know, Twitter could be broken.
Mikey. Oh, Kendrick Davis. I do. I think the Kendrick Davis got to add him to the list.
I have already included Penny, and that to me, like,
that's only one. We're adding Kendrick. Without Kendrick Davis on this team, it would be horrific. You know who I'm thankful for?
DeAndre.
And maybe
coming back.
And maybe the NIL. Maybe NIL
Name
DeAndre. I really like DeAndre. I have a soft spot in my heart.
I agree.
So we can add it. We can add DeAndre and we can add Kendrick.
And COVID rules, because otherwise I'm not sure DeAndre could play his 15th year of college basketball.
And we're grateful.
Yes.
And we're grateful for COVID. And of course I am grateful for Fancy's Fish House. Fancy's Fish House, of course, is the new place on the, this is Ron Olson could include Fancy's Fish House, is the new place on the river, where you can go down there and you can watch the river roll by. And you can order delicious seafood as you watch the river roll by. They have the shellfish towers, a little fancy, that has half a dozen oysters, Gulf shrimp, blue crab claws. Kind of fancy, that's got a dozen oysters, Gulf shrimp, blue crab claws, and a half lobster tail. Or super fancy, that has a dozen oysters, Gulf shrimp, blue crab claws, and a whole lobster tail. Seafood gumbo, fried green tomatoes, Maryland crab cakes, Atlantic cod, fish and chips, American red. We're reading a menu again, Jeffrey. This is how we started this show.
Mm-hmm.
It is Fancy's Fish House. 589-347-4. 589-347-4. Fancy's Fish House. .com. Really am grateful for the fact that we have this community of listeners here. I really am. Like, it's really more than I could have imagined when we started doing radio. And I appreciate it every single morning. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff David Cobb's going to join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey today. You'll be on the GP show at 5 o'clock. Don't forget, we have the Cowboys game tomorrow. Cowboys and Giants right here on 92.9 FM. Grizzlies and Pelicans on Friday. Tennessee Vandy on Saturday. And, of course, the Grizzlies and the Knicks on Sunday.
Busy weekend. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we will be back on Monday. For now, work is done.
Thanksgiving. That means football, drinks, and, well, Uncle Dick. Let's face it, between sports and drinks, that's how we get through the holidays. Thanks for getting through by listening to us. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
At the Home Depot, we have plenty of Christmas trees to make your holidays even more magical. Hundreds of full, easy-to-assemble artificial trees that look so real, you may be convinced they actually are. And for those who love that fresh pine smell, we have a parking lot full of fresh-cut trees to call your own. We'll even help you load your tree in the car so you can bring home the holidays. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're going to get into our routine with Daily Tennessee Jackpot. You got a dollar? Let's have some fun with it. Let's get those numbers going. How many are we picking? And one, and two, and three, and four, and five. Let's go! All of us Tennesseans are having fun now. Let's play and play.
Work out a win with drawings every day when you play Daily Tennessee Jackpot. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Wow, it's holiday time already? Be the envy of everyone and get all your holiday shopping done at Massage Envy. Massage Envy has gift card bundles for massage and facials, gift baskets, and more. Stop by any Massage Envy location and they will be glad to help organize your holiday list. Four locations to serve you. Collierville at Carriage Crossing, Poplar at Exeter, Midtown on Union, and Germantown Parkway. Or call 901-290-2234.
James Geddes Jewelers wants to be your family's jeweler. That is why we go all over the world every year to bring you the best value and best selection of diamonds. If you need an engagement ring, a diamond pendant or bracelet, or even a personally designed diamond wedding set, we are here for you. This is James Geddes inviting you to shop with us for that special someone in your life this holiday season. For all your holiday gifts, James Geddes Jewelers has the perfect solutions and the best selection. James Geddes Jewelers, Poplar and Mendenhall.
Get holiday ready at Goss at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike during our Black Friday sales event. You ready for a new ride but can't seem to find just what you're looking for? No worries. Stop by, pick your ride, and Goss it will get it ordered just for you. No hassles, no extra charges, no market adjustments. Pay no more than MSRP at Goss at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, keep your money in your pocket during the holidays and get no payments for 90 days on select models. And 2022 Renegades Ford 4x4, we Goss it $399 a month or buy it for $29,990. So drive past the rest and come to the best at Goss it on the Pike. Or shop online 24/7, 365 at GossetMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Goss it at Goss it Motorcars.
Renegade NPN 79312, MSRP 31980, must finance through Chrysler Capital, includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/22 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Dad, the bank sign looks different.
Yeah, Bancorp South and Cadence came together. It's one bank now, bigger and even better.
Cool.
You mean it's lit because the sign's lit up?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.